Nolte, CA Coronavirus Vaccine Clinic Axed After Ineligible Hollywood Media Workers Flood Signups. By John Nolte on March 10, 2021. The city of Pasadena, California, was prepared to vaccine 1,500 seniors and essential workers on Thursday. But the clinic had to be canceled after a flood of ineligible Hollywood and media workers stole all the slots. The far-left LA Times reports. Pasadena officials on Tuesday canceled the COVID-19 vaccination clinic for senior citizens, grocery store employees and other essential workers after hundreds of people who were not eligible for the shots signed up for appointments. People who did not yet qualify for the vaccine under state guidelines claimed about 900 of the 1,500 slots at a clinic that was designed for people older than 65 and essential workers who live or work in Pasadena, said city spokeswoman Lisa Derderian. Many of the appointments were booked by people who worked in the news media and in Hollywood, Derderian said, including at production companies, streaming TV services, news outlets and on the sets of soap operas. 100 signed up within the first hour, Derderian added. So now a bunch of senior citizens, and others who really are at risk of the coronavirus, will not be vaccinated on Thursday and will have to wait for the clinic to be rescheduled because a bunch of ineligible Hollywood and media elites flooded the site to a point where the city decided it could not go forward. There was just no way to untangle the mess by Thursday. To me, this is just more proof of how horrible American elites are. Most especially the left-wing elites who work in Southern California's entertainment and media professions. Everyone knows where they stand when it comes to being eligible for the vaccine. I'm not terribly worried about the China flu. My wife has already been vaccinated, and I still know what tier I'm in. And it is simply beyond my comprehension that people would try to game the system and jump the line in a way that bumps those most at risk, those truly at risk, from being vaccinated as soon as possible. Another problem appears to be the way the Democrat-run California allows people to register. Apparently, an email went out to inform those who were eligible and who had previously expressed interest in being vaccinated that it was time to set up an appointment. They were sent a special link to California's vaccination appointment system, CalVax. Then, according to this report, what was supposed to be a private link for those eligible spread like wildfire. A red-lettered warning had failed to keep the links private. It gets worse. This government-run system does not allow health departments or vaccine clinics to limit registrations to people who live or work in certain zip codes. So even if you're not eligible, this stupid system still allows you to fill out the registration forms and secure an appointment. My guess is that some of those 900 didn't know they weren't eligible. If that was the case, the link should have made clear who was eligible and who was not. The link should have carefully laid out the eligibility requirements to be vaccinated and the penalties involved, if any, if you lie. At the very least, the link should have informed everyone that if you cannot prove your eligibility at the time of your appointment, you will be sent home without a vaccination. Something is very broken with this system, including a whole lot of the people who work in the rotting cultures of entertainment and media. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.